Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the different ahadith regarding the fire of Jahannam, as well as fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of Qiyamah, the severity, the intensity. So the different ahadith Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought describing this, so that the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in our hearts and that we are aware that such a day exists. So this helps us to get some type of direction. This becomes our compass now, our navigation, that beware that there are icebergs, beware that there are currents, there are certain dangerous momentum that is in front of us, that we have to be very careful of. So this way a person will steer, he'll stay clear of what he doesn't have to, or what is dangerous for him. So therefore this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hasn't left us yatim, he has told us everything. As far as how we should practice our lives in this dunya is concerned, as far as what's going to happen to us in akhirat, as far as the punishments and the difficulties, and then obviously the beauty and the splendor and the glamour of Jannah. So everything has been presented to us so that we can make calculated, intelligent decisions. The hadith we read last, an Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان. Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every one of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk to him on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to him directly. Laysa baynahu wa baynahu tarjuman. There won't be between this person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any translator. As you mentioned yesterday, sometimes if there's a third party, they give us a little bit of support that there's somebody with us. That person won't even have that support. And sometimes the interpreter can cushion what is being said. If somebody is saying something in a hard way, he'll put it across in a very nice way. Or he can make it feel a little better. But here, your person is being interrogated directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No third party. It's just him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine how severe that day will be? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explaining to us, there won't even be an interpreter where a person can get some type of comfort from. فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ. Person will look to his right now. Naturally, when a person is anxious, he tries to look to his right and left and see where he can get some type of assistance, support, emotional support, psychological support. So he looked to his right. The only thing he'll see on his right hand side is those a'mal that he sent forward, those good deeds that he did or those bad deeds that he did, whatever he sent forward. Now this is what this person is going to see. وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمَ. Then a person now look to the left. He looked to the left. The only thing he'll see is those a'mal that he had sent. وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِ. Then the person will look ahead of him and look in front. The only thing he'll see in front of him is the fire of Jahannam. Can you imagine how scary it will be? Now that your amal, as you mentioned, as Shah Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi said, that amal will take physical form on the day of Qiyamah. So this person will be seeing his amal in a physical form, according to that narration. And then in front of him now he'll be seeing the fire of Jahannam. So the person, if he wants to take solace in something, then what he should do is he should invest in amal, because this is the thing now will give him some type of solace, some type of happiness. At least there's something that I presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in the last part of the hadith, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ, that save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it means you giving half a kajur. In other words, charity has so much of power and so much of potential, that save yourself, help yourself to be saved from this day, like an insurance policy, so to speak, inverted commas. The person, he spends and he gives every month to some type of insurance. So if ever there is difficulty, then that person utilizes. I'm not talking about the permissibility, but I'm just saying the logic. So here a person is giving something, he's giving sadaqah. This is like some type of policy for him. It will help him to save him on that particular day, on that particular day when it is so dangerous, that this charity he's giving, even if it is half a date, so little, but yet if it is done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the hadith it comes, Allah Pa can give him the reward, he can magnify it the size of a mountain. So if nothing is small for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it means a little, give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, Nabi Zarr radiallahu anhu, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni ara ma la taroon. Hazrat Abu Zarr radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I see what you people don't see. Abtati sama wa huqqa laha an ta'itta. The sky groans. The sky, it creaks, it makes a noise, and it has all the right to know, to make that noise. مَا فِيهَا مُوْضِعَ أَرْبَعِينَ أَصَابِعَ إِلَّا وَمَلَكٌ وَاضِعُ جَبْهَتَهُ سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. There isn't even 4-finger space in the sky, except that there's an angel that is making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even 4 fingers. In other words, if the masjid is so full, you have hardly any empty gaps. So you won't even get a four-finger space in the sky, except that an angel is making sajda there.
Wallahi, لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wallah, if you people knew what I knew, you will laugh less and you will cry more. وما تلذذتم بالنساء على الفرش. Then you won't get any excitement, any enjoyment from your woman in your beds. ولخرجتم إلى السعداء تجأرون إلى الله تعالى. And then what you would have done is you would have ran out into the streets asking assistance and help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, with so much of fear you would have had if you had that ilm, that knowledge that I have. What is explained in this narration is that perhaps this is referring to one sky. Because in other ahadith, this sky is saying that the malaika in sajda. Other hadith say that the malaika are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others are saying they're in ruku. They're in different positions. So perhaps this is referring to one sky, that the malaika are in this particular position where they are all in sujood. Then ulama also explain that the sky is something that it doesn't have any type of feeling. But yet the sky, out of the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of this situation, the sky is creaking. Imagine how much more fear Hazrat Insan should have. That he, Allah Pak, is giving him feeling, Allah has given him some type of sense. Despite this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him all these things and yet he has no fear. He carries on like there's nothing. And then another point Imam Shafi rahmatullahi explains from this, that the sky is more superior to the earth. Because in his explanation he says that the earth, you get different places. You'll get Masjid-e-Haram, you get Baytullah. That land is more precious than the land around it. That land that is in South Africa, you can't say it's equal to that land in Masjid-e-Haram. Then you'll find Masjid-e-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that land around it, how precious that land is. Then you'll get the Masajid, the land of the Masajid is more valuable to the land that a toilet is built on or some type of dwelling is built on, because that is the land of the masjid. So anyway, his explanation is that sky is there, not even four finger space according to this hadith, where malaika are making sajda. So the sky is more superior to the earth according to his explanation. But what this hadith teaches us is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in the end, if you knew what I knew, in other words, if you had such ilm, that they are such great beings, they are such great zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have that khuf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how much more khuf you should have? Because all this is for you. Every single thing is created for insan, and insan will be the one that will be taken to account on the day of Qiyamah for all these things. How much more you should be aware of the magnanimity and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.